To all of you.
Hallelujah, 平安喜乐,
first, I'd like to praise and thank God that all of us can be here to worship the true and living God together.
首先, 非常高兴我们大家可以在这边一起来敬拜这位又活又真的神。
And I also hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving week.
那我也希望大家有一个非常愉快的感恩节。
It's nice just to be able to spend time with the family and have fellowship with one another.
那不仅是我们可以和我们的家人相聚, 那彼此团契。
And it's also a time to reflect how much God loves us.
那这也是我们来想想神是什么爱我们的时间。
We know as Christians, we must love one another.
我们知道我们基督徒要彼此相爱。
But we, as a chosen people, we must go beyond that.
但是我们是神的选民,
we not only should love those who love us, but we also should love those who hate us.
我们不但要爱那些爱我们的人, 我们要爱那些, 恨我们的人。
Because this is the kind of love that God has loved us with.
因为神就是这样子的爱我们。
So this morning, I'd like to share with you, love our enemies.
所以今天早上我想和大家分享爱我们的仇敌。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 5.
我们来看马太福音第五章。
The book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 and 44.
马太福音第五章是三节是四节。
The book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 and 44.
马太福音第五章是三四十四节。
Verse 43.
四十三节。
You have heard that was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Verse 44.
是是是。
But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. So we can see in these two verses tell us that we must love our enemies.
这两节告诉我们说我们必须要爱我们的仇敌。
And this is the teaching from the mount. And we know our Lord Jesus Christ also told us that our righteousness must exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
那我们知道耶稣基督也告诉我们说我们的义必须要胜过法利赛人以及文士的义。
Because if our righteousness cannot exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee, then we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果说我们的义没有办法胜过文士以及法利赛人的义，我们就不能进入过天国。
What do the scribe and Pharisee have?
那文士和法利赛人的意思是什么呢?
They have the law.
他们是有律法。
Just like in the Old Testament, say you shall not murder.
就好像在旧约的律法里面告诉我们说，我们不可以谋杀。
And whoever murders is in danger of judgment.
那谋杀的人必被审判。
That is the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
那这就是文士以及法利赛人的义。
But our righteousness, we cannot hate our brothers.
但是我们的义却是我们不能够恨我们的弟兄。
If we hate our brother with our cause, and then we also in danger of judgment.
如果说我们恨我们弟兄的，将来我们要受审判。
And just like in the Old Testament,
就好像在旧约时代。
You should not commit adultery.
你不能够犯奸淫。
That is the righteousness of scribe and Pharisee.
那个是文士以及法利赛人。
But our righteousness, we cannot look at a person to lust after them.
但是我们的义却是我们不能够看到一个妇女就动了淫念。
If we lust after them, and then we can, this means being also in danger of judgment.
如果说你见了妇女就动了淫念，那我们就要接受审判。
Because when we lust after them, we already commit adultery inside our hearts.
如果看见妇女就动了淫念了，我们已经和她犯了奸淫。
So the same thing, just like in verse 43.
就好像在43节这里讲的,
you said you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
你们听见的话说, 当爱你的邻舍, 恨你的仇敌。
And this is the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
而这就是文士以及法利赛人的义。
Because as long as we do not do anything outwardly, and then we are righteous, that is according to the scribe and Pharisee in the Old Testament.
如果说我们在外面所做出来的, 只是像, 圣经里面描述文士以及法利赛人的义的话,
But our Lord Jesus Christ told us, our righteousness must exceed their righteousness.
但是耶稣基督也告诉我们说，我们的义要胜过他们的义。
Not only we should not hate our enemy, not only we should hate our neighbor, but we also should love our enemy.
那不但是我们不应该，我们不但仅仅是要爱我们的仇敌，我们要爱我们的，我们爱的邻舍，我们要爱我们的仇敌。
Because in verse 44,
因为在44节这么说,
our Lord Jesus Christ said, but I say to you is every one of us who want to be a Lord Jesus Christ disciple.
这里告诉我说, 只是我告诉我们你们就是说我们每一个要成为耶稣基督门徒的人。
He said, love your enemies.
这里说要爱你们的仇敌。
Bless those who curse you.
为那逼迫你们的祷告。
And do good to those who hate you.
要,
Verse 44.
And
pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you.
要爱你们的仇敌，为那些逼迫你们的祷告。
We can see this teaching is very difficult.
我们知道这样子的教训事实上是非常困难的。
Because it's already hard enough, we have to love someone, those who love us.
事实上要爱那些不爱我们的恨我们的人已经是非常困难的。
Then it's even more difficult, we have to love those who hate us.
那至于要爱那些恨我们的，那更加是难上加难。
But this is what it's like to be a Christian.
但是要成为一个基督徒就是要这样子。
We must have manifest the love of Jesus Christ inside our hearts.
我们要从心中将耶稣基督的爱彰显出来。
That's what separates us from the people in the world.
那就是，when
we love our enemies.
当我们爱我们仇敌的时候。
This is the thing that separates us from the peoples in the world.
那就是使我们与世上的人分别的不同的地方。
I remember this story in a, this is a true story that happened in Korea.
那我记得在韩国有这样一个故事发生。
There was a Presbyterian pastor.
那韩国有一个这个长老教的传道。
And during the time they were during the wartime.
那在一个战争的时间。
This pastor he had a son.
那这一个传道他有一个儿子。
And his son was killed by one of the Korean soldiers.
那这个儿子被一个韩国的士兵所杀了。
I see this minister is, I think he was from the States.
那我相信，那这一个传道应该是从美国来的。
So after the war was over,
当这个战争结束之后，
then one day he was walking to the marketplace.
那当有一天他在市场走的时候，
and he saw the person who killed his son was homeless sitting on the street and begging.
那他看到那一个杀了他儿子的人，在旁边成为一个无家可归的人在那边乞讨。
Of course, the soldier who killed his son, that soldier also was very young during that time.
那个杀他儿子的士兵在那个时候还非常的年轻。
So when this pastor saw this person who killed his son being homeless out on the street begging, then he took him to his house.
那当看到这一位曾经杀他儿子的士兵成为一个无家可归的人，看在那边乞讨的时候，他把他带回家了。
And then took him in to be his own son.
然后把他接到家里，把他当做自己的儿子。
And all this time this soldier never ever, realize that he's the one that killed his son.
那这么多年来，这一位士兵从来都不知道，他事实上就是杀他儿子的凶手。
So one day, the soldier asked, you know, the pastor who adopted him.
那有一天，这一个士兵就问了这个收养他的这个父亲说，
he said, "Why, you know, did you take me in?"
为什么你收养我呢？
Say, "You don't even know who I am."
你甚至还不认识我。
And then the pastor told this adopted son.
然后这个传道就跟这一位被收养的人说，
He said, "You have no idea who I am."
他说你不知道我是谁。
He said, "Remember the time that you know that you killed a little boy."
你还记得你杀了一个小男孩吗？
And the little boy was my son.
那这个小男孩就是我的儿子。
So when that soldier heard this, he was completely in shock.
当这个士兵听到这个的时候，他就非常的惊讶。
So if I have killed your son, why would you take me in to be your own son?
为什么我杀了你的儿子，你还要来收养我呢？
And then this pastor said to him,
这个传道跟他说，
This is what Christians do.
这就是基督徒所做的事。
We love our enemy.
我们爱我们的仇敌。
We love those even though they are not lovable.
我们爱那一些甚至那一些不可爱的人。
So when this adopted son heard this, he was very touched.
当这个养子听到这个话之后，他非常的感动。
Then this younger, the adopted son also dedicated himself to become a pastor.
那这一位养子也奉献他自己成为一位传道。
I think even now he's a pastor at the Presbyterian Church in Korea.
甚至他现在也在韩国的长老教会当传道。
You can see the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以从这里我们看到耶稣基督的爱。
It transcends beyond time and space.
那超过时间以及空间。
And for sure it transcends beyond our enemies.
那甚至也超越了我们的敌人。
So that's why we as Christians,
所以我们一个基督徒而言，
we must manifest this kind of love.
我们必须将这样子的爱彰显出来。
So we can glorify the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以荣耀耶稣基督的名。
And let's look a little bit deeper here in Matthew chapter 5.
那我们在马太福音第五章这边做更深一点探讨。
So who is an enemy?
到底谁是我们的仇敌呢？
Let's think about this.
我们来想想看。
And an enemy according to the Bible is very different than the enemy that we think inside our heart.
那圣经上所记载的仇敌，事实上和我们想象的仇敌有很大的不同。
Let's read Matthew chapter 5 verse 44.
我们看马太福音第五章四十四节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 44.
第五章四十四节。
It Say, but I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you.
只是我告诉你们, 你们要爱你们的仇敌, 为那逼迫你们的祷告,
so those who curse us.
那些诅咒我们的人,
because cursing is a very serious matter according to the Bible.
因为咒诅在这个圣经上来讲是很严重的事。
So those who curse us, they are our enemy.
那些咒诅我们的人是我们的仇敌。
Just like the time of King David.
就好像大卫王的时代。
Let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 16.
我们看, 撒母耳记下, 16章,
but please keep your bookmark here in Matthew chapter 5.
那我们在这里, 马太福音第五章这边做一个记号,
2 Samuel chapter 16.
马太福音,
or 2 Samuel chapter 16.
马太, 撒母耳记下, 16章,
verse 5.
16章第五节,
let's read verse 5 to verse 5 to verse 8 first.
我们读第五节到第八节。
2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 5 to verse 8.
撒母耳记下16章第五节到第八节。
Now when King David came to Bahurim, there was a man from the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. Coming from there, he came out cursing continuously as he came. Verse 6.
第六节。
And he threw stones at David and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right and on his left. Verse 7.
第七节,
also Shimei said, thus when he cursed, come out, you bloodthirsty man, you rule. Verse 8.
第八节,
then he continued to say, the Lord has brought upon you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place will you have reigned, and the Lord has delivered the kingdom into your hand of Absalom your son. So now you are caught in your own evil because you are a bloodthirsty man. See, we know that during this time, King David's son Absalom wanted to take the kingdom over.
我们知道在这个时候大卫王的儿子亚沙龙想要夺取王位。
So King David had to flee from his from his kingdom.
那所以大卫王就从他的王国之中逃了出来。
But I'm sure during this time he was really in a bad mood.
但是我相信这个时候他的心情一定很不好。
So I can't imagine what it's like the Shimei cursing King David.
所以我们很难想象这个时候士买还这样子来咒诅他。
So that's why he continually cursing him, cursing him as he walked on the road.
这里说到他一面走一面咒骂。
But not only continue to curse him, but also he started to throw stones at them.
不但是他一边咒骂, 又拿石头来砍大卫王和他的臣仆。
Because during that time, you can see King David, he was still a king.
那个时候其实说他还是一个王。
And during that time, he also had the mighty man walking with him on the right and on the left.
在那个时候他还有众民和勇士在他的左右。
And I'm sure if King David want to hurt the Shimei, he can hurt him very easily.
那我相信大卫王如果真的要伤害士美的话，他非常容易就可以这么做。
Look at in this verse 9.
我们看第九节。
2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 9.
第九章第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Then Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said to King, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Please let me go over and take off his head.
第九节，西鲁雅的儿子亚比塞对王说，这死狗岂可咒骂我王呢？求你容我过去割下他的头来。
You can see, right, Zeruiah, as king's mighty man, he wanted to do something, he wanted to take justice for the king.
这里我们看到亚比塞，他是王的勇士，他要为王做一些事情。
And he just said, why don't we just go over there and cut off his head? I think maybe most of us have this kind of reaction. When someone curses us,
当我们被咒骂的时候,
maybe in our heart, we just want also to do something bad to them. Because this is a very natural reaction. But we are sons of God.
注意到我们是神的儿女。
And we must, you know, go beyond this kind of natural reaction.
我们必须要超越这样子的一个自然的反应。
Just like King David.
就好像大卫王这里。
That's why verse King David said, but the king said, what have I to do with you, son of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord has said to him, curse David, who then shall say, why have you done so?
第十节，王说， 西路亚的儿子，我与你们有什么关涉呢？他咒骂是因为神吩咐他说，你要咒骂大卫。如此，谁敢说你为什么这么行呢？
You can see actually David, King David, was very sober-minded.
啊，我们看到这个大卫王他非常的自省。
And during this time, even though Abishai was cursing him.
啊，在这个时候，即使说这个司马来咒骂他。
But he knows the reason Abishai can be able to curse him because God allowed him to do so.
但是他知道他之所以能够咒骂他是因为神允许他这样子做。
Because we know that during this time, actually, King David's kingdom going to continue to fall and then will grow again.
我们知道这个时候大卫王的王国一直在堕落，但是会再成长。
And look at verse 12.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction and that the Lord will repay me with good for his cursing this day.
或者神见我遭难，为今日我被这人咒骂，就施恩于我。
So this is a very wonderful way to look at when people curse us.
那所以这是一个当我们被咒骂的时候，很好的一个去看他的看法。
When people talk bad about us, when they curse us, we must think from God's point of view.
当我们被咒骂的时候，我们要从神的角度来看这件事情。
And maybe the reason they curse is because God wants us to learn something from it.
也许我们被咒骂是因为神要我们从中间学些什么。
If that is the case, then just like David, he prayed to God, maybe God will repay him with good for the cursing, right, that's going on with him.
如果是这样子的话，我们向神悔改，也许像这里大卫王所说的，神就因此施恩于我。
And look at in verse 13.
我们看三节。
And as David and his men went along the road, Shimei went along the hillside opposite him and cursed as he went, threw stone at him and kicked up dust.
于是大卫王和跟随的人往前行走，示每每在大卫对面的山坡一面行走一面咒骂，又拿石头砍他，拿土扬他。
So we can see Shimei not only that he cursed King David once or twice, but he went along the road and continued to curse him and throw stone at him and also kick dust toward him.
所以我们看到示每不仅是骂他一次两次，他是一面行走一面咒骂，又拿石头又拿土扬他。
But all this time King David did not react.
但是这一段时间里面，大卫王都没有做出任何的反应。
For sure, if he want to kill Abishai, he can kill him very quickly.
当然，如果他要杀这个人是非常容易的。
But even back then, he learned to love his enemy.
但是在那个时候，他学习来爱他的仇敌。
Because during that time, he feel that God is the one allow it to happen, so he just let it be.
因为那个时候，他觉得神是让这样子事情发生，所以他就让他这样的事情发生。
But of course, maybe we do not. Maybe we most of us are like King David.
也许很多时候我们像大卫王一样。
But make sure we are not Abishai.
但是我们要确认的是，我们不要当这个
事。Make sure we don't go around cursing our brothers and sisters.
我们要确定，我们不要去咒骂我们的弟兄姐妹。
And make sure we have no hatred in our heart for our brothers and sisters.
我们要确认我们在心中我们没有恨我们的弟兄。
Let's go back to Matthew.
我们再回到马太福音。
So our enemy is the one who curses us.
那咒骂我们的就是我们的仇敌。
But even though our enemies curse us, we must continue to love them.
即使是我们的仇敌咒骂我们还是要继续来爱他们。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 44.
Chapter 5, verse 44.
But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you.
只是我告诉你们，你们要爱你们的仇敌，为了逼迫你们的祷告。
Our enemies sometimes not only curse us, but they also hate us.
我们的仇敌有时候不仅是咒骂我们，他们也恨我们。
And sometimes it's very difficult if someone hates us.
当有人恨我们的时候，对我们来讲是很困难的。
Of course, we should not hate anyone.
当然，我们不应该去恨任何人。
But when we are being hated by someone, sometimes it's very difficult for us to do good to them.
但是当我们被恨的时候，有时候要爱那些被我做一些对我们那些恨我们的人做一些好事是很困难的。
But look at our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们看看耶稣基督。
He came to the world to save the world.
他来到这个世界来拯救世界。
But the world hate him.
但是这个世界却恨他。
And the people in the world killed him.
那世界的人甚至杀害了他。
Even though he came here to save mankind.
即使说他是为了拯救人类而到这个世界来的。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ is a very good example for us to love our enemies.
所以耶稣基督为我们做下一个很好的范例来爱我们的仇敌。
But sometimes do not be surprised when people hate us.
但是当有了恨我们的时候，我们不要觉得很惊讶。
But the main thing is, how do we react to this kind of hatred toward us?
更重要的是，我们对于这样子的恨，我们要做出什么样的反应呢？
Even though Jesus without sin, he cannot satisfy everybody.
即使说耶稣基督是一个没有犯罪的人，他依然没有办法使每个人都满足。
And why would we think that we ourselves can satisfy everyone?
那为什么我们能够想我们自己能够让所有的人都高兴呢？
So even someone who hates us.
即使说对于那些恨我们的人。
Yes, maybe inside our heart, they become an enemy.
也许在我们心中，我们想这样子的人是我们的敌人。
And then let's read verse 44 again.
那我们但是我们再读一读44节。
But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you.
这里告诉我们说，我们要爱我们的仇敌，为那逼迫我们的祷告，要对那些恨我们的人，我们要做对他们好的事情。
Maybe sometime an enemy they will spitefully use us.
也许我们的仇敌有时候会敌视我们。
Of course, sometimes even though it seems like you know we are brothers and sisters, we should love one another.
有时候我们在弟兄姐妹之间，也许我们应该彼此相爱。
But for sure, not everyone is perfect.
但是并不是每个人都是完全人。
Sometimes people do use us on purpose.
也许有些人是故意这么做的。
And this is very normal as people.
对于一个人来讲，也许这是很正常。
But even this kind of people hate us, curse us, and use us, we must continue to love them.
即使说这样子的人，咒骂我们、恨我们、利用我们，但是我们还是要继续的爱他们。
And look at verse 44 again.
我们再看44节。
But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you.
告诉我们说，我们要爱我们的仇敌，为我们逼迫我们的祷告。要对那些恨我们的人做好事，然后要爱那些利用我们的人。
Sometimes the last thing that the enemy would do to us, they would persecute us.
有时候我们的仇敌会对我们来逼迫。
So this means continually they will, you know, they keep talking bad about us, they keep doing things to us, even though we have not done anything wrong to them.
有时候他们会在我们后面讲我们的坏话，即使我们对他们并没有做什么事情。
And it sometimes can be very difficult.
有时候对这样子的时候可以说非常的困难。
We can see in the book of Acts.
我们在使徒行传中我们可以看到。
When Stephen was being stoned to death.
当斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候。
And all Stephen wanted is to preach the gospel to his fellow brethren.
那斯蒂凡所做的不过是向他的弟兄姐妹来传扬福音。
But they stoned him to death.
但是他们却用石头将他打死。
But we know the last breath that Stephen said is to pray for them.
但是我们知道斯蒂凡最后讲的话却是为他们的祷告。
And also like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像耶稣基督一样。
We can see even though he suffered so much on the cross.
我们知道他在十字架上受苦这么多。
But he prayed for the people who crucified him during that time.
但是他却为钉他十字架的人来祷告。
Why? Because he loved everyone.
为什么？因为他爱每一个人。
And it's for sure this is the love of God that was inside his heart.
那非常确定的神的爱就是这样在他的心中。
So for us, yes, even though people use us, even though people persecute us, even though they hate us, even though they curse us, we must continue to love them.
所以对我们来讲，即使说人们咒骂我们、利用我们、逼迫我们，但是我们还是要继续的爱他们。
But quite often the people we do not like do not even manifest this kind of characteristic.
但是有时候我们爱的人也没有办法做出这样子的事情。
Sometimes we don't love a person even though they don't never curse us.
即使说有时候有些人从来没有咒骂我们，我们还是没有办法爱他们。
And sometimes we don't even love a person even though they don't hate us.
即使说有些人并不恨我们，可是我们还是没有办法爱他们。
And sometimes we hate a person even though they don't even use us.
有时候我们也没有办法爱一个人，即使说他们不曾经利用我们。
So that's why it's so difficult for us even to love those who love us.
所以对我们来讲，即使爱那些爱我们的人，有时候都很困难。
That's why it's our goal we must continue to love those who love us and to love those who hates us.
所以我们的目标要不但爱那些爱我们的人，也要来爱那些恨我们的人。
But sometimes where is the enemy?
但是我们有时候想想我们的仇敌在哪里呢？
Let's turn the book of Matthew chapter 10.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
第十章。
Verse 36.
第十章三十六节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 36.
三十六节。
And a man's enemies will be those of his own household.
三十六节这里说，
Verse 36.
人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
You can see here, don't think an enemy is outside the church, or outside our house.
我们不要以为我们的仇敌就是外面的人。
But sometimes an enemy is within the church and also within our family.
事实上有时候我们的仇敌就是在我们自己家里的人，在我们教会里面的人。
And that's why it's so important to love our enemy.
那也是为什么爱我们的仇敌是这么重要的原因。
Because even though sometimes our own family members and own church members do not treat us rightly, but we must continually to love them.
因为有时候我们家里的人或是我们教会的弟兄姐妹也许不会很友善的待我们，但是我们还是要继续的爱他们。
So that's why when we have situation or problems with brothers and sisters.
所以就是说当我们在弟兄姐妹有问题的时候。
And I'm sure it's never as bad as described our enemies in the book of Matthew.
那我相信当然不像在马太福音这里所描述的仇敌这么糟糕。
If this the case, it should be so easy for us to show love toward them.
所以如果如此的话，那对我们来讲，要对他们展现出爱，应该是更简单的。
But the question is, why do we need to love enemy?
但是问题是，为什么我们要去爱我们的仇敌呢？
Let's read the book of Matthew chapter 5.
我们再回来马太福音第五章
，verse 46 and 47.
四十六节、四十七节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 46 and verse 47.
第五章四十六节、四十七节。
Oh, I'm sorry, verse 45 first.
我们先看45节。
Verse 45.
45节。
That you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and on the unjust.
45节，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
To love our enemies all have to do with our relationship with God.
那事实上爱我们的仇敌就是和我们神的关系有相关。
Because if we love our enemy,
因为如果我们爱我们的仇敌，
they will be like just our Father in heaven.
那我们就跟我们天上的父一样。
Because our Father in heaven, he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good.
因为我们天上的父叫日头照好人也照歹人。
This means his love have no partiality.
这就是告诉我们说他的爱并没有偏好。
You can see every time the sun rise in the morning.
我们可以看到每天早上太阳升起。
It's not only for those who are good.
不仅是那一些为那些好的人。
It's for all humankind.
是为全人类。
Even the most wicked one, the sun will shine on them.
即使说是最邪恶的人，太阳一样照在他们的头上。
And this is a demonstration of the love of our Father in heaven.
这就是我们天上父的爱的展示。
And just like right now, outside is raining.
就好像外面现在在下雨。
This rain is not only for us.
这个雨不仅是为我们而下
，but also for the wicked peoples also in the world.
也为这个世上那一些不好的人而下。
Because this rain is for the just and for the unjust.
因为这个雨是降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
So in other words, if we cannot love enemies, we cannot call ourselves as children of a heavenly Father.
所以说，我们如果不能够爱我们的仇敌，我们就不能称为是天父的儿女。
So that's why we must try our best to love our enemies.
所以我们要尽我们最大的能力来爱我们的仇敌。
So we can be children of God.
所以我们能成为天父的儿女。
And then verse 48.
然后四十八节。
Verse 48.
四十八节。
Therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
所以你们要完全像你们天父完全一样。
You can see here.Quite often, of course, we cannot be like God.
所以我们可以看到，很多时候我们不能够像天父一样完全。
Because God is perfect in every aspect.
因为天上的父，不管在哪一方面都是完全的。
But there's one aspect we can be like Him.
但是有一方面我们却可以像他一样。
That is to be perfect in love.
就是要在爱上完全。
And how can we be perfect in love?
那么要怎么样才能够在爱上面完全呢？
Is to love our enemies.
就是要爱我们的仇敌。
If we love our enemy, then we can be perfect in love.
如果说我们能够爱我们的仇敌，我们就能够爱上完全。
But of course, it's not an easy thing to do.
当然不是一个很容易做的事。
But if we want to be the children of a heavenly Father,
但是如果说我们要成为天父儿女的话，
we can't help and we can't afford it, but to love our enemies.
我们没有办法一定要去爱我们的仇敌。
Love our brothers and sisters who curse us.
爱那一些诅咒我们的弟兄姐妹们。
Love our brothers and sisters who hate us.
爱那些恨我们的弟兄姐妹们。
But one thing for sure, none of our brothers have this kind of feeling toward one another.
但是我们可以很确定的是，弟兄姐妹之间，我们之中并没有这样子。
So we want to be the children of the Father in heaven.
所以我们要成为天父的儿女。
We must have love just like He loved us.
我们必须要有他爱我们那样的爱。
And this is one of the reasons why we should be motivated to love our enemies.
这也是我们另外一个能够激励我们爱我们仇敌的原因。
Then second reason.
第二个理由。
If we love those who hate us.
如果你爱那些恨我们的人。
Then it separates us from sinners.
那我们就和罪人有了区别了。
Why do we say this?
为什么我们这么说呢？
Look at verse 46 and verse 47.
我们看46节47节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 46 and 47.
马太福音第五章四十六节四十七节。
For you love those who love you, what reward have you? Not even the tax collector do the same. Verse 47.
四十七节。
And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the sinners do so? So you can see in these two verses, if we want to separate ourselves between sinners and God's chosen people, we must be able to love our enemies.
所以这两节告诉我们说，如果我们要和世上的罪人有所区别的话，我们就是要爱我们的仇敌。
Just like here in verse 46.
就好像四十六节这里说。
For if you love those who love you, what reward have you?
你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？
Do not even the sinners can do exactly the same?
就是罪人也是这样做吗？
And we greet those who greet us, what more can, what do we have?
如果说我们只请你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？
Because even the sinners also greet those who greet them.
即使是罪人也向那一些问安的人来问安。
We know we're the chosen people of God.
我们知道我们是神的选民。
And we know God has sanctified us and separated us from the peoples in the world.
我们知道神已经将我们洁净和这世上的人做分别。
But we must live a life just like the chosen people of God.
但是我们要过一个像神选民的生活。
That is to love our enemies.
那就是爱我们的仇敌。
Of course, sometimes it's not easy.
当然很多时候这并不容易。
To love those who hate us is not easy.
爱那些恨我们的人并不简单。
If it was easy, our Lord Jesus Christ would never ever teach us about loving enemies.
如果说很简单的话，也许耶稣基督就不会教我们说要爱我们的仇敌。
I remember when I was in high school.
我记得当我还在高中的时候。
There's one kid that he moved from Chicago and went to Boston.
有一个小孩他从芝加哥搬到波士顿来。
Of course in high school I was a very popular kid.
当然在高中的时候我是很受欢迎的。
And this kid, he was just so nerdy.
那这是一个小孩他有一点很书呆。
So everybody used to pick on him.
那所以大家都会找他麻烦。
And during time because I feel so bad for him.
那个时候我觉得我就替他感到很抱歉。
So I became his friend.
所以我就和他成为朋友。
So because I was his friend, no one pick on him.
因为我变成他的朋友人们就不再找他麻烦。
And during time I felt that I was such a good friend to him.
那个时候我觉得说我是他一个很好的朋友。
Then I remember after high school.
当我记得在高中之后。
And during the time, this friend of mine, he treated me very badly.
那这一个我的朋友他突然对我很不好。
And during the time, I remember I was looking for a job.
那个时候我记得我在找工作。
And it just happened, he found his little company.
那个时候他找到一家小公司。
And back then, he was making like $30 an hour.
那个时候他一个小时可以赚30块。
Then one day he asked me, Vudi, you want to work at my company, so what, you know, this small company he has.
那个时候他来问我说他要不要为他组的这个小公司来工作。
And they said, I'll pay you like $6 an hour.
那我付你一个小时六块钱。
And I said to myself,
然后我自己告诉我自己说。
To me, it seemed like he's my good friend.
对我来想，他好像是我的好朋友。
So during the time he's doing this kind of project, making $30 an hour, but because I'm such his good friend, he gave me $6 an hour.
那个时候，他做了这样子的一个小公司，他一个小时赚30块，因为我是他的好朋友，他让我一个小时赚6块。
Actually, from that on, I told him I'm no longer your friend, right?
那个时候我就生气告诉他说我再也不是你的朋友了。
And then I gave him the whole story when he moved to Boston. He was such a nerd and how I, you know, took care of him, this and that. I gave him the whole story, right?
那个时候我就跟他讲说，你记得你刚从芝加哥搬来的时候，你是这样子一个书呆，然后我怎么帮你的吗
？So when I told him I was no longer his friend,
所以我告诉他说我再也不要当你的朋友了。
And then I remember he wrote me a long letter.
那我记得他写了一封很长的信给我。
To apologize to me.
那向我来道歉。
And many, many times he wrote me letters.
那很多时候他寄给我信很多次。
But I never ever forgave him.
但是我永远不能够原谅他。
Until this day, sometimes I go on Facebook to search, you know, for him so I can say sorry to him and forgave him, right?
那直到最近我在脸书上面再找到他，那我向他道歉，那原谅他。
Even though in my heart, yes, I forgave him already for during that time.
那其实是我心里那个时候我也早就已经原谅他了。
But I still feel that I need to say sorry to him.
但是我是觉得说我应该向他道歉。
Because we were good friends for 3 years.
因为我们曾经当了3年的好朋友。
But only with that job situation, I told him I'm no longer his friend.
因为这一份工作告诉他说我再也不要。
And then he wrote to me for many years and tried apologizing, but I never accept his apology.
直到很多年，他写信给我很多次，试着向我道歉，但是我从来没有接受。
That's why inside my heart, I still feel a little guilt, right, from not forgiving him.
那所以在我心里，我觉得很愧欠，我为什么没有原谅他
？Even though sometimes people do things to us that is not fair.
即使说有时候人们对我们做一些不公平的事
，especially when it comes to our brothers and sisters.
尤其是从弟兄姐妹而来的。
But we must continue to love them.
但是我们还是要继续的爱他们。
Because we are God's children.
因为我们是神的儿女。
We are not like the people in the world who hate their enemies.
我们并不像世上的人，那些恨他们仇敌的人。
So separate ourselves.
所以我们要将我们自己来分
别。And transcend our love that is inside of us beyond just human, just you know, beyond the things of this world.
所以我们要将我们心中的爱提升，能够超越这个世界。
And the last reason why we should love our enemies.
最后一个理由，我们必须爱我们的仇敌。
That is to overcome evil.
就是要能够战胜邪恶。
And this is very important teaching for us.
这是一个对我们来讲非常重要的教训。
Let's turn to book of Romans chapter 12.
我们看罗马书十二章。
The book of Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Verse 20 and 21.
十二章。二十节、二十一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 20 to 21.
罗马书十二章二十节、二十一节。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coal of fire on his head.
二十，所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
Then verse 21.
二十一节。
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
你不要为恶所胜，反而要以善胜恶。
And this is very beautiful.
这是一个多么美好的事。
Because how can we overcome evil?
我们要怎么样来战胜邪恶呢
？By loving them.
我们就是要以爱来战
胜他们。Because when we love them, for sure, one day maybe our love will move their heart, and then they also will come to love us.
当我们爱他们的时候，也许有一天我们的爱能够感动他们，他们也能够来爱我们。
I remember a church sister came to know Jesus.
我记得当我来信主的时候。
And during that time, of course, her husband did not know Jesus.
在那个时候，她的丈夫并不认识耶稣基督。
And every time she would come to church, her husband would beat her.
那个姐妹每次她到教会来，她的丈夫就会打她。
And even though her husband beat her every time she go to church, she continued to pray for him.
即使说每次她到教会，她的丈夫打她，但是她还继续为她的丈夫祷告。
And this is quite amazing.
这是非常令人觉得。
So her husband, while he was sleeping.
所以当她丈夫在睡觉的时候
He always hear his wife next to him praying for him.
他总是听到他旁边的太太为他来祷告。
And this go on for about 5 years.
这样持续大概5年之久。
Can you imagine as a wife?
那你可以想象当这样子的妻子
How can you pray for the husband who beat you?
你怎么能够为那打你的丈夫来祷告呢
And the reason they beat you because you go to church.
那他打你的原因不过是你去教会罢了。
If you were the wife,
如果说你是那个妻子的话
What would you think about God?
你会怎么来想这个神呢
Say God, the reason my husband beat you because I go and worship you.
神啊 我丈夫打的原因不过是我到教会来敬拜你。
But this sister never have such a thought.
但是这些姐妹从来不这样子想。
For 5 years, she continued to pray for her husband.
这五年来她总是不断地为她丈夫来祷告。
And one day her husband could not believe it.
那她的丈夫不能够相信这样子的事情。
And he asked her, why you keep praying for me, even though I beat you because you go to church?
你为什么继续为我祷告呢？你去教会我还打你。
And the only thing that the sister said, she said, because I love you.
那姐妹告诉她说，因为我爱你。
And then because the husband is so moved by her love. Then he also came to get baptized in our church. And also became the chosen people of God. So that's why love is so important. So that's why I say, if your enemy is hungry, feed him.
所以这里告诉我们说, 如果我们的仇敌饿了,
if he is thirsty, give him a drink.
如果他们渴了,
for in doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head.
因为你们这样行,
so love is the best way to overcome those who are evil.
所以爱就是, 战胜那些邪恶的最好的方法。
I remember this story in Massachusetts.
那我记得在,
there's an old lady who was in the house. So all of a sudden a thief broke in into her house.
那突然, 有一个贼, 闯进了她的家。
And it just happened that old lady, she was cooking food.
那个时候,
so when the thief broke into the house and she looked at him, she said, oh, he must be very hungry.
这个贼闯进来的时候，他看了这个贼，想说他一定很饿了。So
she asked him, "Oh, why don't you sit down?" Right?
那就跟他说，那你为什么不坐，先坐下呢？
And I'll give you some food to eat.
那我给你一些食物吃。
Because I'm sure when the thief heard this, he probably was in shock, right?
那我相信当这个贼听到这样子的话，也许他很震惊。
Because for most people, a thief broke into your house, you'd be very scared.
那对大部分的来讲说，如果你看到贼闯进来，也许你就很害怕。
Maybe you expect this old lady to throw the pan at him, right?
也许我们会想象这个老太太拿起锅子就向这个贼砸去。
But she asked him to sit on a table so she can feed him.
但是他却, 要求这个闯进来的贼坐在桌子上，他准备给他食物吃。
When I heard this story, it's very interesting.
当我听到这个故事的时候，我觉得非常有趣。
So this means this old lady must have a lot of love.
那就告诉我们说，事实上这个老太太心里有很多的爱。
So while he was sitting eating her food,
当这个贼坐在那边吃这个食物的时候,
and then she told him that she's going to call the cop, right?
然后这个, 老太太跟他说，我要打电话给警察。
And then the thief said, okay, it's fine.
然后这个贼就说，好吧。
So the old lady called the cop.
所以这个老太太打电话给警察。
Then of course the cop came.
然后警察就来了。
And then the cop arrested this thief.
然后警察将这个贼逮捕。
But of course we do not know the rest of the story.
之后的故事我并不清楚。
But hopefully this thief is so touched by the love of this old lady that he can change himself.
那我们希望这个贼因为这个老太太的爱, 能够感动而改变。
So love is very important.
所以爱是很重要的。
But another question we must ask ourselves.
但是另外一个我们必须问我们自己的问题。
How to love our enemies?
我们要怎么样来爱我们的仇敌呢?
Because sometimes people say, yeah, people hate me, people curse me, people talk bad about me, why can't I just leave them alone?
有时候呢，我们会说，是的，有人咒骂我们，有人逼迫我们，有人说我们不好的话，为什么我们不能就不要理他们呢？
Of course, when I see them, I can say hi.
当我看到他们的时候，我还是会打声招呼说
But I don't need to do anything else.
但是其他的事我都不要做。
But no, this is not the way to do things.
但是这个却不是正确的方法。
Because we must love our enemy.
我们必须要爱我们的仇敌。
And quite often, love takes action.
很多时候爱需要行动。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像耶稣基督。
He did not say he loves us.
他并不是只是说说我爱我们。
But he crucified for us to prove that he loves us.
但是在十字架上受死来证明他爱我们。
Just like many stories in the Bible.
就好像圣经上里面很多的故事。
Because love is not only through words.
因为爱不仅是嘴上的话而已。
Love is always accompanied by action.
爱总是伴随着行动的。
Let's go back to the book of Matthew.
我们回来, 马太福音。
Chapter 5.
马太福音第五章,
how do we love enemies?
我们要怎么样来爱我们的仇敌呢?
Or how can we love enemies?
或者说我们要如何爱我们的仇敌呢?
Let's read verse 44.
我们看44节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 44.
44节。
But I say to you, love your enemy, bless those who curse you.
只是我告诉你们，你们要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
It's very interesting. Right?
这是非常有趣的。
So bless those who curse you.
要为那些咒诅我们的来祝福。
And this way to love them.
这就是爱他们的方法。
It's very interesting.
这是很有趣的。
Can you imagine people cursing us?
那你可以想象当人们咒骂你的时候。
And we keep saying them, God bless you.
那你还是不断地说愿神祝福你。
May the peace of God be upon you.
那愿神的平安临到你身上。
If someone curses and we continue to bless them, how can they continue to curse us? It's impossible.
如果说当人家咒骂我们的时候，我们不断地祝福他们，他们还有办法继续咒骂我们吗？是不可能的。
I remember the story.
我记得这样一个故事。
This an elder.
有一个长老。
And this elder, of course, is he's a very popular elder.
那
这个 church,
这个长老在教会里面是一个很受欢迎的
长老。And many people love him very much.
那很多人都非常的爱他。
But then he showed me a story.
但是他却分享了这么一个故事。
Then one time there was a worker, he's a young worker.
那个时候有一个年轻的工作人。
And this young worker go around and talk bad about him everywhere.
那这个年轻的童工到处去说他的坏话。
And this elder, they cannot believe it during that time.
那这个长老当然很难去接受。
So during time he showed me.Back then, he didn't really know what to do.
在那个时候，他并不知道怎么做。
Because his young worker is his co-worker, he had to work with him.
那因为这位年轻的童工是他的童工，他必须和他一同工作。
But many people told this elder, this young worker is always going around talking bad about him.
但是很多人告诉这个长老说，这个年轻的童工到处去讲你的坏话。
So one day, the elder spoke to this young minister.
所以有一天，这个长老就跟年轻的童工说。
And he said to him.
他跟他这么说。
The first thing that he said, I'm sorry.
他第一句话就说，我非常的抱歉。
Say, I'm sorry that if I have done anything wrong to you.
他说，如果我对你做了什么不好的事情，很抱歉。
Because I have heard you talk, well, you know, you talk bad about me.
我听说你说我的坏话了。
And everywhere you go, you always talk very negatively about me.
那不断你到哪边，你总是讲一些对我讲一些很负面的话。
And his elder said to the young minister.
那这位长老跟这位年轻的传道说。
If I have done anything wrong against you, please forgive me.
如果说我得罪做了什么得罪你的事情，请你原谅我。
If I have done anything wrong against you, please tell me so I can also repent in front of God.
如果说我做了什么不好的事情，你可不可以也告诉我，让我能够在神的面前悔改？
When the young minister heard this,
当这个年轻的传道听到这样的话，他开始哭了。
Because he cannot believe it.
因为他简直不敢
相信。Because he is an elder, he has authority to rebuke this young minister.
因为他是一个长老，他有权力来责备他。
But instead, the elder shows such great love for this young minister.
但是这位长老反而对这位年轻的传道展现这样子的爱。
So because of this, the young minister said to the elder.
因为这样子，这个年轻的传道就跟长老说。
You have not done anything wrong.
你并没有做什么不好的事。
And the reason I talk negatively about you because I'm so jealous of you.
因为我说你坏话的原因只不过是因为我非常的嫉妒你。
Because everywhere I go, members say, elder this, do this, elder do that, do that, and they never really focus on me.
那因为不过到哪边人们总是记得长老做这个长老做那个觉得好像显出我的不足。
So because of this, I envy your relationship with all the members.
因为这样子我就嫉妒你和信徒之间的
关系。So that's why I go around and talk all the negative things about you, so I want to make you look bad.
那所以我就到处讲你的坏话。希望让你能够变得不好。
Then the young minister apologizes to the elder.
然后这位年轻的传道就向长老来道歉。
And after this talk, they become good co-workers with one another.
那经过这样子的谈话之后，他们就彼此成为很好的朋
友。The elder showed me that actually the relationship is great right now.
这位长老告诉我们说，我们的关系现在已经非常
好。So we really praise and thank God.
所以我们非常感谢天上的神。
Because when people curse us.
当人们咒诅我们的时候
Let's bless them by showing so much love toward them.
让我们祝福他来向他们展现我们的爱
Because we know the Bible says love is as strong as death.
因为我们圣经告诉我们说爱像死一样的坚强
If love is as strong as death, how can love cannot be able to, come, you know, to overcome our enemies?
如果说爱像死那么坚强的话爱怎么没有办法来超越我们的仇敌呢
So we mustbless those who curse us.
是啊，所以我们要对那些咒骂我们的人来祝福。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像耶稣基督。
Even though many people curse him and crucify him.
即使说很多人咒骂他，将他钉死在十字架上。
But the words from his mouth is always full of grace.
但是从他嘴里出来的总是充满了祝福。
It's always full of blessing.
总是充满了恩典。
So we must learn from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们必须从耶稣基督来学习。
And the same thing with Paul.
对保罗来说也是一样。
Of course, Paul sometimes is very straightforward.
也许保罗有时候非常的直接。
But he also taught us in the book of Romans, we must bless our enemies.
但是在罗马书他也告诉我们说，我们要祝福我们的仇敌。
Let's go to Romans chapter 12.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Verse 14.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12, verse 14.
罗马书十二章四节。
Say, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse.
逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福不可以咒诅。
This is the man who is filled with the Spirit of God.
啊，那这是一个充满神的灵讲的话。
Because he said, "Bless those who persecute you."
因为他告诉我们说，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福。
Bless and do not curse.
只要祝福，不要咒诅。
So that's why when someone curses us, the first thing we want to do is also curse them back.
啊，所以说当有人咒骂我们的时候，并不是我们就要马上咒骂回去。
But when someone curses us, we must bless them.
而是当人咒骂我们的时候，我们要祝福他们。
And also just like Peter.
啊，就好像彼得也是一样。
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们看彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
彼得前书第三章第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing.
不要以恶报恶，以怒骂还怒骂，倒要祝福，因为你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
For Peter to say this, he must have great wisdom.
啊，那彼得说这样子的话，展现出他很大的智慧。
When someone curses us,
啊，当人们怒骂我们的时候。
When someone reviles us,
啊，当人们咒骂我们的时候。
We should not treat them the way they treat us.
我们不要以他们对待我们的方法来还待他们。
But rather, when someone curses us, we must bless them.
啊，当人们咒骂我们的时候，我们要祝福他们。
I said, why is it so important for us to bless them?
为什么我们要祝福他们？这是这么重要的事情呢？
That we may also can receive blessing for ourselves.
因为我们这样子也能够受到福气。
You know, when I first came to be a servant of God.
那当我开始成为神的工人的时候。
Sometimes I feel like I always try to, you know, preach righteousness.
有时候总是觉得我总是在传扬义。
Then for these last 5 years.
那从这最近的这五年。
Now, my thought is always, you know, preaching mercy and God's love.
我的想法是我要不断地传扬神的爱以及恩典。
Not because I love brother and sister more.
不仅是说我更加爱我们弟兄姐妹。
For me, because I love myself more.
那对我来说我更爱我自己。
Why do I say this?
为什么这样说呢?
Because when I myself have a lot of weaknesses.
我知道我自己有很多的弱点。
So if I have weaknesses, I must pray to God to have mercy on me.
当我有弱点的时候，我知道我必须要向神祷告，求神施恩于我。
So now when I look at brothers and sisters,
所以当现在我看弟兄姐妹的时候
，when I see their weaknesses,
当我看到他们的弱点
，I also feel in my heart a lot of grace and a lot of love for them.
那我也能够感受到在我的心中对他们有很多的爱。
Because I know the more I look at them, you know, with God's mercy, God's love, and God will look at me the same way.
因为我知道当我以神的爱、神的怜悯来看他们的时候，神也以同样的角度来看我。
But doesn't mean we do not preach God's righteousness.
那并不是说我这样子就不宣扬神的义。
But we know we are human beings.
我知道我们不过是人类。
We all have weaknesses.
我们都有带着。
But we want God to forgive us.
但是我们要神能够原谅我们。
We must be able to love and forgive others.
我们也必须要能够彼此相爱。
And this is the only way.
这是唯一一个能做到的
方法。So people curse us.
所以当人们咒诅我们的时候，
we must try our best to bless them.
我们必须要尽我们最大的能力来祝福他们。
Let's turn back to the book of Matthew chapter 5.
我们回到马太福音第五章。
So love them by blessing them.
所以我们要借着祝福来爱他们。
Verse 44.
这是四节。
Matthew 5:44.
第五章是四节。
But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you.
只是我告诉你们，你们要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，对那恨你们的做善事。
Do good to those who hate you.
你们要对那些恨你们的人来做好事。
It's a very difficult teaching.
那这是一个非常难的教训。
But we want to be children of God.
但是我们要成为天父的儿女。
And we want to be perfect in love, just like our Lord Jesus Christ is perfect.
我们要像天父的爱那样的完全。
So when people hate us, we must do good to them.
所以当人们恨我们的时候，我们反而要对他们好。
It's very natural for us as Christians.
也许对基督徒来讲，这是非常。
So people hate us, we should not hate them back.
单纯的就是说，当人们恨我们的时候，我们不应该反而恨他们。
When they hate us, we must go out of our way.
当他们恨我们的时候，反而我们要超越这一切。
Do good for them.
为他们反而对他们好。
And for sure, someday when they see that we do good to them, then they will turn back to love us.
那当有一天，当他们知道我们对他们好的时候，他们会回转也爱我们。
There's a couple of great quotes from Abraham Lincoln.
林肯总统他说过一些很好的话。
And also Martin Luther King.
马丁路德也曾经说过类似的话。
And he said, "I am not destroyed." Am I not destroying my enemies when I make friends of them?
当我和我的仇敌做朋友的时候，我不就是摧毁他们了吗？
This is very interesting.
那这是一个非常有趣的话。
So if our enemies, if you make friends with the enemy, this means no longer they are enemies. So it means you destroy the enemy already.
那当我们和我们仇敌做朋友的时候，意思就是说他不再我们是我们的仇敌，也就是说你摧毁了这个仇敌了。
Then also another quote from Martin Luther King Jr.
那马丁路德这么说。
Say love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into friend.
他说爱是唯一一个力量能够将这个敌人转换成为朋友的。
For me, I think these two quotes is very biblical.
那对我来讲，这两个名人说的话都符合圣经的说。
It goes according to the Lord's teaching.
那都符合耶稣教的教训。
So if we as children of God,
如果说我们是天父的儿女，
if we be able to bless those who curse us,
我们能够祝福那些咒骂我们的人，
and do good to those who hate us,
我们能够对那些恨我们的人好，
then for sure these people, these brother and sister no longer are enemies.
当然这些人就不再是我们的仇敌。
Let's read verse 44 again.
我们再读一次44节。
But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you.
只是我告诉你们，你们要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，要对那些恨你们的人好，为那些利用你们的人，对那些利用你们的人来祝福。
And the picture to love an enemy is very beautiful.
我们可以想象爱我们的仇敌是多么美好的一个画面。
How can we pray for those who use us and persecute us?
我们怎么能够对那些逼迫我们、那些迫害我们的人祷告呢？
Actually, it should not be a surprise.
事实上，这不应该是一个很惊讶的事。
Because the love of Jesus has manifested inside our heart.
因为耶稣基督的爱已经在我们的心中来显现。
I remember one time a brother.
那我记得有一次我们教会的弟兄
He had a quarrel with another brother.
他和其他的弟兄起了一些口角。
Actually, this other brother said very mean things to him.
那这一个弟兄就说了一些很不好的话。
And even to the point cursing at him.
那甚至到了要来咒诅他的这个
程度。But this brother did not say anything.
但是这个弟兄却不认回嘴。
And knowing that next week he will have to see this brother at church.
因为知道他下个星期还要在教会里面看到这位弟兄。
So for this brother, his heart was very troublesome.
所以对这个弟兄来讲，他的心里很不平安。
Because he feel he loved this other brother.
因为他知道他事实上爱这位弟兄。
And they've been in Christ with one another for many years.
因为他们已经在耶稣基督里面成为弟兄很多年了。
And they go through many things together.
他们也一起做很多神的工。
But now because some kind of miscommunication.
但是因为现在有一些沟通上的问题。
It seems like they become enemies of one another.
那他们好像彼此成为了仇敌。
And what did this brother do?
这位弟兄他做了什么呢？
The situation maybe happened on Sunday or Monday. This brother prayed for the whole week.
那也许这个发生在星期天或星期一接下来这个星期这个弟兄整个星期祷告。
Why did he pray for the whole week? It's interesting.
为什么他祷告了一个星期非常有趣。
He prayed to God to forgive him.
他向神祷告来原谅他。
Even though for sure this brother knew it was not his fault.
那即使说这位弟兄当然不是他的错。
So we pray that God will forgive him and be able, you know, to love this brother who cursed him.
那求神原谅他，求神能够让他爱这位咒骂他的弟兄。
Of course, when this brother cursing him is persecuting this other brother.
当然这位弟兄咒骂他的时候就是逼迫他。
So all week this brother prayed.
所以这个弟兄祷告了一整个星期。
And he shared with me praise and thank God.
那当然很感谢神。
When he saw this other brother at church.
当他在看到这位另外一个弟兄的时候。
And the time when they saw each other, they hugged one another.
当他们再次相见，他们彼此的拥抱。
And they apologized to one another.
他们彼此的来道歉。
Then once again they became like best friend.
那再一次的，他们又在教会里面
成为最好的朋友。And even though the situation happened, you know, several days earlier.It seemed like nothing happened.
即使说这不过是几天前发生的事情，但是他们却好像什么事都没有发生。这的确是神很大的恩典。
It's not a miracle if we understand if you know the power of God.
那这也是神的恩典，让我们了解神的力量。
In the sense that if we have this kind of heart, God's power always going to manifest in us.
就是说，如果说我们有这样子的心，神的力量总会在我们心中彰显。
So we'll be talking about.How to love enemies.
So we also talk about how to love our enemies. 仇敌。
We must bless those who curse us.
我们必须要对那些咒骂我们的来祝福。
We must do good to those who hate us.
我们对那些恨我们的人要对他们好。
And we must pray for those who persecute us.
啊，对那些逼迫我们的，我们要对他为他们祷告。
And this is the way for us to love them.
啊，这就是我们爱他们的方法。
So let us strive to have this kind of love.
啊，让我们认真来追求这样子的爱。
There's no enemies among brothers and sisters.
啊，在弟兄姐妹之间没有仇敌。
Most often, it's only miscommunication.
啊，顶多是一些沟通上的问题。
But even if there's an enemy among us,
啊，即使说我们之间有仇敌
，we must love them.
我们必须要爱他们。
Do good to them.
我们要对他们好。
Pray for them.
我们要为他们祷告。
And then bless them.
然后要祝福他们。
Why? Because we all are children of God.
为什么？因为我们都是天父的儿女。
So let manifest this kind of love.
啊，让我们彰显这样子的爱。
So we continually be able to work with one another in unity.
啊，所以我们能够彼此同心的来工作。
And most of all, we can glorify the name of Heavenly Father.
啊，更重要的是我们能够荣耀天上的父。
So love our enemies.
所以要爱我们的仇敌。
This is the teaching from our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，那这是耶稣基督所教导我们的。
So may God bless all of us.
啊，愿神祝福我们大家。
And always give this kind of heart to continue to love one another.
啊，让我们有这样子的心，能够彼此来相爱。
Because after all, we are brother and sister in Christ.
啊，因为毕竟我们都是耶稣基督里面的弟兄姐妹。
And we must fulfill the greatest commandment.
啊，我们必须要来完成这一项最大的使命。
To love one another as our Lord Jesus Christ loved us.
啊，我们要彼此相爱，就好像耶稣基督爱我们一样。
Let's all rise and sing hymn 449.
我们一起唱诗，赞美诗449首。449首。
Should gain an interest in the Savior's blood. Die he for me, who causes pain for me, who him to the tomb. Amazing love, how can it be that my God should die for me? Amazing love.